This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's one of Melbourne's most beloved festivals, and this year the Melbourne Queer Film Festival is celebrating 35 years of queer joy, creativity, and liberation. It's running from the 13th to the 23rd of November. It's going to screen over 130 films across multiple cinemas. David Button-Harris is the CEO of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival and a regular on Joy. David, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you in here. Last night, the launch, how'd it go?
I love our program launch. It's so beautiful. You know, we work for 12 months in secret, our team and our programmers and scurry away, and we can't tell anyone anything. And then, like, on this one night, we get to, all the community comes in and you know, we've got 400 people in this theatre and we get to tell them all about the program. It's so beautiful. It was, yeah, it was such a special night. We had a great time.
How was the reaction?
Hysterical. Because there were so many special announcements in this year's festival. And just, you know, having the filmmakers there in the room as well to celebrate the premieres of their works. You know, lots of young Australian filmmakers who are, you know, some of them are having their short film in the festival for the first time. It's so exciting for everybody. And yeah, the energy was great.
Now, the theme this year, Searching for Queer Utopias, feels powerful and hopeful.
Yeah.
What does a queer utopia mean to you?
Well, Searching for Queer Utopias is all about a radical act of hope. Mm. It's different from the popular culture sense in a couple of ways. Firstly, it's not a singular idea. It's a multiplicity, like the community.
Love it.
Right? And secondly, it's a much more humbler concept. What we're searching for are these moments where queer folk can be their authentic selves without oppression and discrimination. They're spaces and times where the community can be themselves wholly. So, you know, Queertopias are the dance floor. They're the annual gathering at Lesbos or Fire Island. They're the sauna. They're the queer commune. They're the places that we experience euphoria or even fully realize queer realities in film. They're the blueprints, we think, for making the world a better place. And we're searching for them this year in the festival.
Our anxiety just all dissipated then.
Yeah.
Imagine it. Queertopia.
I imagine it. And, you know, the festival itself, you know, I did a lot of research into this theme, and it can be terribly academic, but, you know, the festival itself is a bit of a queer utopia. You know, it's that time when we can all come together in a safe place and unmask and be really who we are and celebrate queer culture.
Absolutely. Very relaxed. So we're chatting with David Button-Harris, CEO of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, about the festival's 35th anniversary. I feel like, David, you were only here a few months ago. I feel like the year has gone so quickly.
Would it been?
We're here for our 50th anniversary. No, it's the 35th.
We're 35. We're middle aged.
35.
We're 35, middle aged, a Capricorn, and definitely non-binary. Like, that's how I describe the
Now, opening night sounds absolutely epic. Tell us about that.
Our opening night extravaganza. This is the Victorian premiere of director Tina Romero's new film. Tina Romero is the queer daughter of none other than director George Romero, who basically invented the zombie film genre. Think Dawn of the Dead and Night of the Living Dead. That's his daughter. It's a hilarious club kid survival story and hysterically funny with this for the whole community. It's stacked with an ensemble cast of who's who, from Margaret Cho, Katie O'Brien, Dominic Jackson, Sinead Jackson, Jack Haven, Nina West. And for our opening this year, we are taking over every cinema at Palace Cinema Kino at the top of Collins Street. And we'll be posting the opening night party in the Louvre-inspired Collin Place atrium. Think a Stranger Things-style takeover of an empty food court for a party with late at night with Negronis. And, yeah, we're rigging back the party in a really big way. And the big...
Can we come dressed as zombies?
You can. Your queer utopia is the dress code for this one.
Oh.
So, like, whatever your interpretation of that is, but whatever your queer utopia is, wear that. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. But the big news,
yep,
and this got like brought the house down last night, the big news for our opening night is that the legendary and enormously important Dominic Jackson will be with us in attendance. Mother Electra.
From Pose.
From Pose will be there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, as part
That's amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, I still can't believe it. In celebration of our 35th year, we are launching the inaugural Melbourne Queer Film Festival tribute. And this is an international award acknowledging the outstanding contribution of an LGBTQIA plus individual to queer film. And we're very pleased to give this award to Dominic at the opening night.
Oh, do not miss.
Do not miss it.
The opening night. We're chatting with David Martin Harris, the Chief Executive Officer of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Sophie Hyde's new film, Jimpa. Tell us about that.
Look, Jimpa is another, you know, very special event and celebration of a landmark film by one of Australia's leading directors. It's the Victorian premiere of Jimpa. People might remember Hyde's other films, Good Luck to You, Leo Grande, or 52 Tuesdays. Yep, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Her new film is deeply connected to NAM, and we're hosting an exclusive keynote and evening dedicated to the filmmaking behind Jimpa. It's inspired by Sophie Hyde's father, Professor Jim Hyde, who some of your listeners will probably know as he was a really important figure in Australian queer community as an activist and leader and a board member of Thorn Harbour Health. He was actually the general manager of the Victorian AIDS Council in the early 90s. And when Jim became a grandfather, Grandpa didn't sit well with him. So hence he's known as Jimpa. And this, you know, it stars Academy Award winner Olivia Colman and John Lithgow. It's a stunning film. It takes a full immersive dive into intergenerational queer Australian experiences. And look, really, I really have just two words for you. Olivia Colman.
That's like, it.
That's it. Olivia Colman. Just come see Olivia Colman. No, it's going to be a really, really special night. This is a deep cut film. It's a very, very important film in Australia. Yeah.
We're going to be very busy. There is so much
to see. So much to do, mate.
So much to do. Right before Christmas, there's no break. Okay. We're going to MQFF. We are there. Closing night gala. I love the closing night. The Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Wow.
What have you got planned this year?
So for our closing night this year, we are taking over Melbourne Town Hall.
The whole town hall?
The whole town hall. The whole thing.
That's huge.
And we want to get romantic with you and remember queer life in the 90s. So get your best fancy pants on for the party at the Victorian premiere of Carmen Emmy's highly anticipated feature starring Tom Blythe and the absolutely gorgeous Russell Tovey. We're screening the Victorian premiere of Plain Clothes. Everyone's been waiting for this film, I'll tell you what. It won the Special Jury Award for Ensemble Cast at Sundance this year and follows an undercover police officer conducting entrapment at Beats, who meets Tovey's character. And like any rational human being, instantly falls in love with Russell Tovey. Like, wouldn't you? It's a brilliant film, and it utilizes multiple different film formats to really catapult us back into the era. So it's really, really, can't wait for everyone to see this film. We'll have some more special announcements about closing night, but I can announce that DJ Johnny Seymour of Stereogamous will be leading the charge at the after party, also at Melbourne Town Hall.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It is so exciting. David, please come back. Keep us posted on how it's going. Always good to chat with you.
You've got to get our program director, Roe Bride, on here as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd love to come in.
I can't wait. David Martin Harris,
yeah.
Congratulations on the launch last night. We'll see you at the opening night.
See you there.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.